And then tomorrow we'll do a review of the Bechina and we'll figure something else to do. Let's see. Okay.
Tomorrow we have Seder.
First Seder, yeah. It'll be a minute like 1:05 usually. Okay. Melech HaTavlin Shem B'Korah Shabbosar. We finished your base, right? Yeah. Your Gimel. Melech HaTavlin Shem B'Korah Shabbosar Mutalitim B'Chorach. So really, we had this in before that we put melech into a korosh al basar. So I should say the korosh now that it absorbs the tam from the basar. Now I cannot put that melech into cholov. So melech is no, that's not true, and you're allowed to put it into cholov. It's not that a case of basar. To call of, it's even like Fishal Isser. Because, like the Shach points out, look, it would just be a case of a Karishal Basr. So, arguably, it's a case of not or not. Mistakenly so, but arguably, it's a case of not or not. The Tom of the Basr into the Kli. Tom of the Kli into the salt. That's still not or not the Teva. And then you take that and you put it into the call of, so it's not or not the Teva, which. Now, that wouldn't be Matur the Chachila. But we can make a mistake and think that's the lumnus. But then if that would be the lumnus, the kli shel iser, that wouldn't be true because not by yisura is not mutter. But the Shach points out that even by melech you cannot say it's lumnus not per not, because by dabra kor if you don't say not per not, and if the heter is going to be based on not per not, so talva will not be mutter. And not only that, even if melech is also not mutter because melech has a din, the gabi this would have a din of dabra kor. So it's not pronounced, it wouldn't be mutter. Tarshit is mutter because, like we're saying, that these things do not have to be maflit from the kli, the tam which is in the kli. So there's no tam going from the kli into the malach or into the tavlin. And therefore, hu adin, if it's going to be even a kli shalis, so the malach hashem yaveshim, enum berlim in a kli, since it's the yavesh, they're not belayed from the kli. Now, we had before. The Gemara shows Nasa B'Tusay of the Chabim, which is Sif Yudbeis. We didn't make it tonight that has to dafka Yavish. So why are we adding over here that there's a din of it's dafka because it's Yavish? Over there we said the Ramah came out L'Chatchil, it's Osir. Over here the Ramah comes out L'Chatchil, Tavol Abracha. Right? So in a case where it's Lach, so don't do it lechatchil. But yeah, it's not going to be a problem. The remote comes out. But the case where it's yavesh, mikra then it's mutter. But machmer is tavla bracha. That's so different. So since it's yaveshim, the bechal not any bliya. Rak shakli hunaki. When it's a dabek, but there's no iser attached. There's no be'en of the iser. I'm not sure in the double lashon what that means. Rak shakli the kli is naki and there's no iser dabek, but. It sounds repetitious to me, but I don't think it means anything more than just there's no ban of the Isser. And that's why it's mutter even lechatchila. The next step, reason why he's saying this yavesh, because we had it, we didn't have. We mentioned that there's a din in Tzadi Aleph, that something which you would require hadacha, so you're not allowed to do lechatchila, relying on that you're going to wash it off afterwards because you might forget to wash it off. It's something which doesn't require even hadacha, so then you're allowed to do it lechatchila. So this thing over here is mutter lechatchila. There's not any concern at Bechlal that there's any, it's clean, there's no plita, there's nothing at all, there's no need to do anything at all over here. So mail it's mutter lechatchila, but a machra lechatchila tavala bracha. So on this, the Taz says, I'm a shusavati besim tari hey, sif zayin al seh. Which to my so we don't pass on like that Taz. So we had over there in Sadi Hay. So the Shulchan Aruch said, Melech Nosim Makar Shabbosim Mutalit in the Becholov. So you're allowed to, like we're saying over here, you're allowed to put it in the Becholov. The Machmir Gamazay is Tabla Bracha Kiyesh Machmirim Lechatchila. And that's a Tosis. So the Taz says came out that there's not even going to be machmel lechatchila, because he cashmans out that his Tosfos is quoting the minig was to be makel on this. So obviously the people Tosfos is quoting the minig was to be makel on are the people which are nice holy Jews who do the right thing. So by Sechayis it wasn't. If you tell me you're supposed to be machmel lechatchila, why would Tosfos be saying that the minig is to be makel, which means that the minig chomer being makel? Why aren't they keeping the chumra? So he said, "B'chal, not in you to be machmer b'chalal." The ma'isa, the Kudus HaKesem over here says on this taz that's like kashamidi. Ma'isa chol yom, I mean, because heter gomer. But the machmer told of bracha, because maybe the kli isn't nokti. Tosfos is bringing a ma'isa that's. But he's a person who was confident that it's naki. This talk not even a mile. Let me machmer. So we're machmer because we're worried. Maybe it's not naki. Tosfos bring a ma'isa b'chol yom because even the Tamid Chacham talk about mekel, relying on their knowledge of the fact that it's naki. So yeah, if you think you're one of those people that have such a knowledge, theoretically it's okay as well. But the minig is to be machmer. There's a mile to be machmer out of that chashash. But b'miikir adin about it. The din is that it's fine. And if a person's confident that it's not, really, you can do it lechatchila even. It's just a machmer, tabla bracha. Right, that's how the Shach, the Kudus HaKesem answered over there, and that's the Ma'aseh we paskin. Then we said, the Taz brought up Marshal over there, that he discourages this, because the problem is when you use it from one to the other, eventually you end up taking, you're putting a melach in a klisha boser and then using it for milchik, so at some point the person is going to have milchik hands and reach for the salt. So we said that that's the lomdas because they used to take the salt was a salt cellar, it wasn't the shaker. So that's a real chashash. You're scooping out the salt. So who said your hand's going to be milchik? You end up putting milchik into your flesh, etc. That's a mess. But then we said some salt shaker really should be okay. But even that, the Bani Shulchan said, he would suggest not to do that, especially if you have young children around, because the young children tend to like put the salt shaker into the soup, you know, right? They don't just salt on top, you know, above it, you know, they put it like in, you know, into the whatever the ketchup bottles, like you know. So the adult says, you know, you pour it from here and it lands, like sticks it onto the schnitzel, you know, and then onto the pizza, you know, like, you know, okay. So seichel daf mahabel. There's no avera to have seichel. Some people seem to hold that it's tafka not a good idea, and they tafka don't have it. But that's you know, seichel you want to have also. Okay, so what? You know, that they don't have seichel. So the Rishiva, so much better in Yiddish. I'm sorry. We once told the Rishiva that the Vilkamir Rav was very sharp. At one time, somebody said that he has a stira. He says, the people say that the Vel Zot is Mestamas Lachemis. The people say it's probably true. And there's also saying, let's get rid of the Vel Zot. Who cares what people say? So it's a stira, Mamonosha. Which one's right? So Vilkamir Rav on the spot said like this. He says, oh, was the Vel Zot? As the Vel Zot is Mestamas Lachemis, Zogamir, who came on with the Vel Zot? Right? She told her gift through gift of love. Now, for those who didn't follow it, and that which people say probably it's true. We say who cares? We apply the rule. Who cares what people say? In regards to the rule, who cares what people say? We say people say that Mustafa Mitzemus. Okay. Did I answer your question? Yeah. Okay. Mem Dalad, Tatashach, no, Mem Gimel. Melech HaTam and Mutalit Nemecholav, Gang Mitam and Leel, because it's not, where you say that there's no Din Malicha by Kalim, it can't be Mafla the Tam for out of the Kli. Avitam the Napar Natlu, Havishori, the Kurved, the Melech HaTam and Mashal, Kilo, who Be'en, Kamashis Barber, Sim Sari Hei, Rahin Shom, I'm Simon Sari Aleph, the Kutten Gimel. So the alumnus of Napar Nat is not the alumnus over here, for multiple reasons, because first of all, wouldn't be Mafla the Chafilo. But above and beyond that, it wouldn't work. It's not true because Melech and Tavlin have a din of have a din of Dabar Korith, which we say whether there's no sore of Napra or not. Okay. Since a Yervation. So, Mikin the name of Lichel Kem applies even if it's lach, not only if it's yovish. So don't make a mistake to think that the reason why the Ramah is being matarit, even b'diavad, is because it's yovish, which means if it's bilach, it'd be also b'diavad. That's not true. But that even the chachil, it's okay. That's because it's yavesh. It had it been lach, the chachil, like the Ramah said before in the previous, we prefer that you don't do it. Av the chachil is us. Rashi kli naki umin astam remin shahaya naki b'chein mashu b'taras chatus chein mchati b'reis simin tzadi. Hey, we had the discussion before that we assume the kli is clean unless you know otherwise. Okay, now. Take a look at the Piskei Tshuva and Tesvav. This statement over here that the case of Yavesh, the case of Lach is Mutter, he has some issues with that. Piskei Tshuva and Tesvav. Shem Yavashim, Ein Ber Heter B'Shem Hashach, Moshe Kosov, but Yavad Afila Hulach, is Mutter Mitam Deim Alich Hilakem. Pshach Hevi Zoyis, B'Shem Atar Eschatis. Fine. Fini is Taiti Nir, the Yesh Lachmer B'Lesser Im Hulach. Like this. Mishum, the Ho Taima Deim Alich Hilakelim, Kosov Hashach, B'Shem Kat Membeis, Tavi Kitor Maliach, B'Tomei Tof. The Shach said, the Lomdus is because, right, so the Kli has the Kli has Blias in an Abyssar. The Heter, which is salty, is inside of it. So it's the case of the Tor is Maliyah, and the Tomei, which is the Kli, is Tafel, is bland. Okay. That's how the Shach said it. In Cain, Yesh Larmar, so now, do you say that the Heter of Tor Maliyah and Tomei Tafel in a case where the Tor is a liquid? That's where the priest was going to go. In other words, this halacha that by Tor Maliach with Tomei Tafel, that the saltiness of the Heter is not mafla to Tom from the Isser by two solids, that's definitely true. What about a case if the Heter is a salty liquid? What about over there? Well, we have the Ramah on record that the Shas quoting a Tereskatis that it says that even that case is mutter. Well, the Ramah happens all by the case of actual liquid, by the case of foods, that it's mutter. We don't paskin like that by the case of foods. So, applying it back to the case of the Kli. So, bring me a raya that a case where the salt it has liquid with it, that's going to be mutter based on the Taras Chathas and a Ramah, it's not a raya. All right, that's the thought process of the Piskei Tshuva. Let's see it inside. Can you show me the Taras Chathas, l'shitosa? Shekosu beklal chavbeis, heviyo shachli el simin sariyal sekatan tezayin. The tor maliach with tomei tovel afili mator dabrit solul is mutter. Even if the heter is a liquid, it's a salty liquid, and the iser is bland, it's still mutter. But abal das hashom, ladas hashach shom is lahach imut solul. But if the heter is solid, the shach said you're supposed to be machmer. So if I have two items next to each other, I have a heter which is salty, and I have an iser which is tofel, and they touch, no problem. Doesn't make any. But if the heter is a liquid, salty liquid, then the heter will become oser through its saltiness from the tofel, the iser. So now applying it back over here to that kli. If the lamb, this reason why kli is mutter is because we deal with it. The kli is like a tofel. The saltiness—it's not salted, but if the saltiness is liquid, it's liquefied. So then it should answer it based on the parallel. Mechain pasuk acharanim shom, like the shach. Ken hocha im hulach l'shach emelicha l'kelim ba'aser. Okay, so first thing he says is mil yeshachalik ben lach l'tzolul. So there's three madrigas. There's something which is a solid and it's dry. Something that's solid and it's wet. Something which is a liquid. So the discussion over there with the shach, which being machmer in a case where it's a liquid, there's not just a little bit of, there's not just something, it's not just wet, but it, you're talking about you would have a right of heter, a salty right of a salty liquid, has a kayak to take the tam out of the iser, which is tough. But so then, back over here, if my salt is just wet, that's not going to be a problem. If I would have a salty liquid inside of my pot, now it could take the tam iser out of the pot. And applying that to the case of milchigs and fleishigs, right? If I would have a salty brine sitting in my fleishig akli, even if it wasn't sheer, so kavisha, which is 24 hours, right? But also the fact that it's salty, will be maluach and be maflit a tam from the kli in a very quick time. Comes along the Prima Gadim. He says, one second. So the Prima Gadim, which we read yesterday in Membeis, who explained what the Shach was doing over here in Membeis. Prima Gadim, the Shach of Membeis was saying that the reason why the pot is mutter because you're comparing it to a Tor Meluach and a Tomei, which is tough. So if you're drawing the parallel along perfect lines, the conclusion of the Pesach Tshuva is correct. Zok the Pesach Tshuva ke'es risi b'prima gadim b'sif seidas sekot membeis. Shekosav they could go into the shachar now b'mas shekosav the habi keter meliach handle the enteva hamelach lahafim ikli el lahavliya afshinim lachalti gufa harbe the boss the harbe kama. So the point of what the shachar is saying is that the nature of melicha is not maflat tam. So, even if you would actually salt the pot, which, why is that? Because the baser hamelach nichlas b'chalaka v'moitzi mitoicha mashenkin mikli. So the parallel of the shach is not a perfect parallel. He's just bringing out one. He's just using it for one point. That the a kli retains its nature of being a tofel even if it's maluach. So Mela, there's no plita. So if that's the logic, even if it's case of a solo, it's going to be mutter. Lefiza gamadaver solo yesh lahat. Became a word b'shach liel b'simin samotes of cotton samaches. Because they malichal kalim and chilak the loylam ain kach melach b'tzir maflit kli. So the shach over there says melach or tzir. Tzir is a dover solo. It's a salty solo. So there might be a different story while it's kavush, but while it's meluach, it doesn't affect it. So the ma'aseh of the maskana is like the shach and tzemach tes, like the magen of rum, that there's no din melicha l'kelim even by case of a tzolol. You just have to be aware that you might get involved in some nice din of kavush. But that's a different issue. So Pesach Tshuva was interesting in his the way he built it. It's like he starts off with saying that, you know, the Shah says it's mutter. I really think it's osur. Then by the Kron Prima Gadim, my whole edifice collapses. So case recent Prima Gadim, like he sort of like corrected himself. I don't know, was it a second printing? I'm not sure exactly. It's in Rakis. So it sounds like it was a suffer from later on. So then the first piece is, so now you understand what the Prima Gadim was doing in Membeis was very important. He was limiting the parallel, and it wasn't this perfect parallel, it was just to give you this concept of a Malicha L'Kel. Okay. Okay. Fine. Yudalev. Melech ablo midam. So, you know, so I want to. So this halacha is presented we have a tour, just switch to the tour for a second. In my version is the page Reis Sadi test. Simcha Kufay, the last piece of Simcha Kufay. And if you don't have a tour, I will read to you and you will listen. So we're going to introduce a new klal over here, which we have not seen until now. We've seen a klal that when an iser, when a het absorbs an iser and becomes usher, Yol Chanan, but we have a cloud that it's not usher further than the place where the Nasar can't be usher further than where the usher could go, right? We have that cloud. And the Nasar can't go further than where the usher goes. What about a case where the usher can go, but the usher wouldn't be usher? Okay, so the limitation is not because of distance traveling, but there's other considerations why I can't answer. So that we have not discussed until now. So that's what we're going to discuss now. Okay. Kosim is Sefer Atruma. So he brings this din from the Sefer Atruma. Sefer Atruma was one of the Balei Tosis. Rabbeinu Baruch for the Sefer Atruma. Melech Habulua Midam. So you have salt, which has it's full of dam. Kagan mimalichas baser. It was the salt which you used to kasher your meat. So this salt now has done its job of pulling the blood out of the meat. The meat is now mutzadi, but the salt is full of blood. When a stobe kadeira, and you put the salt into a pot. A shenosbe kadeira baser maluach maloi hadacha b'yish hamelach alav, or the luck is in the melicha process. After we finish the melicha process, we wash off the salt, because otherwise you have the salt full of blood sitting on it. So he forgot to take off they didn't do a hadacha yet, and they put it into the pot with all the salt in it. He made shishim kneged the melach. If there's shishim kneged the melach, al bishatam and melach nirgish b'kedera, b'tamei the bottle, al bishkein mutl fishein b'melach koyach. So there's a rule that we usually share bittul is b'shishim, but there's one of the halachas is the milsa David l'tama is loybatul, something which is made to give flavor, like salt, spices, etc., are not batul b'shishim. How much they batul in? That's a good, you know. Do you write to say that we assume that they're bottled with a certain amount? We know, you know, we have a right to be tasted. There's a shear which Chazal set for it. One tradition says the shear is 960.
What? When it says
afil be'elef. Over here, the shear is 1,960. Or some say, no, afil be'elef the bottle. Okay, whatever it is. But melech is not bottle. So lechara, you have melech, which is usher, and it's going throughout the pot, and it should usher it. But the lomnis is the chichanas the veil is we look at the melech as if it's dam. Now dam cannot usher more than shishim. So if there's shishim in the pot, connected to the dam would be mutter. So what are you going to argue? You're going to argue and says, but yeah, but now the melech, it's dam de gamelech, and melech is not bottle. So we have a klal that you're not machmer ben nesar yosim ba'oser. You cannot give the nesar more of a chomer de gadin, the salt, which is the nesar because of the dam, be more chomer than dam. Rabbeinu Shem Mikutzi, Rabbeinu Yitzchak bar Avram Kosvu, Kimash Hamelach Nimuach Yim Adam Misar B'Kol Kadeira Melach Yisur Imoy Tzarech L'Shar Kilo Hoya Adam Kuloi Melach. So you have to judge the dam as if it's melach. And melach goes wherever, everywhere. As long as you can taste the melach, you have to assume that it's if the dam, as if there's dam there. So he doesn't hold this yisoid. So where is this yisoid from? So the Elam learns Kuf Ches, right? So this yisoid is a Tosis. I'm sure in the Gemara over here in Kuf Ches. So this is we paskin like the first shita. That's what the Mechaber is going to pass like over here. Okay. So we're good so far. Everybody with me so far?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. We have this new klal that the same way we say that the oyser can't the neser can't aser further than where the oyser goes. It cannot aser be more chomer than what the oyser was. So if the oyser was dam, the neser is not more powerful than dam. Dam cannot be give flavor beyond shisha.
Do we understand it as one cloud?
Can we understand it as one cloud? Or should we understand it as one cloud?
We simplify that it's the original cloud saying that the halacha chanan, which is chal iser in the whole piece, is limited to the dinim of the osim. All is dinim.
See, Pashas, this halacha of oser nesar, right, is independent of the din of chanan. Because over here, I can mamish taste the salt. And if you look at the salt, the Mechaber says you need shishim connected to the salt. Why do you need shishim connected to the salt? The Mechaber doesn't hold of chanan, by Shari Surim. He says, because we have a new problem. In the mice, it's mole dam. So the whole thing is, the whole thing is dam. So it's much more an issue of... No, you're tasting salt.
But it is
down.
What?
We
don't know how much.
Exactly, right. So we have to down as if it's mole dam. So the problem is independent of chanan.
It's a different halacha that we have to down as if it's mole dam. So
I understand, but same. Now in that halacha, if it's mole dam, so now I'm a mechaber. I don't hold chanan b'shar v'sur. I still have this machlokes of neser and oyser, whether you say it or not. This discussion of an Esser and an Oyser, can it ask him more or not? So the Red Rosh Hashanah says, we say the Pshat is because the Maisa, the Dam, was Nisar with the Melech, and wherever the Melech goes, it's taking Dam with it, so we down a kilo, it's Kuloi Dam. Not because of the Chanan, because the Melech is full of Dam. So as long as there's Melech there's Dam there. There's Dam there. We're not saying there's no Dam there. There is Dam there. Just the Dam wouldn't be able to be Oyser were it not for the Melech. Right.
So now that you're tasting the salt,
is that what? In the salt, there's dam. So it's like you're tasting dam. Okay. So here's the question, which the okay. So the more it has a conversation. We have machlokes tanoim whether minu is bottle or not bottle. So the more it says, I got a problem. Kazai's basha shenafel the sechker v'shachol. The more in the kuf ches at the bottom, if kazai's basha fell into a big pot of cholov, it's boiling, so it's bishul basha b'chol the rice. So, okay, so Rav says that the basha is also the cholov is mutter. The basha is within the basha. There's definitely basha b'cholov, but the cholov is mutter. So Morris says, so why is the cholov mutter? The cholov is nevelahu. So what's the question? So Rashi says the question is certain amounts of milk went into the meat. That milk went into the meat, definitely became basar b'cholov. And now you have fleishadika milk plus milchadika milk. I mean, maybe in a bottle. So l'chara, how can be mutter? Even the bishishim can negate the basar. So mitzad the isra of the tam of the basar going to the milk should be mutter. But mitzad the isra of the tam cholov going into the milk, we got a problem because mimin loy bot. So, somewhere has to hold The Gemara says it must be the Rav holds Efshel L'Soich L'Mutter, because that it doesn't retain its status of being milk when it mixes with the rest of the milk, and the tam of the Basar is negated. It's not flesh of the milk anymore. Now it's regular milk. So Rav has to hold that. So Mela, there's nothing. There's Moshe holds Efshel L'Soich L'Mutter is Mutter. That's, and the Gemara saying the Gemara before he said Efshel L'Soich L'Mutter is Osir. That's the Gemara's couch. So Tosfos asks the kasha. So I'll do the whole Tosfos. So the test is like this. The more answers, the next step of the Gemara, the more answers, really Rav is exhausted. So why is the milk more? Because Rav holds that the issue is on the bus and not on the milk. Okay. Just says one second. We're not denying the concept of Chanan Beishari Surim. So milk is heter. Milk, you cook milk with meat together, the meat becomes also the milk is heter. Right? That's the type of the Gemara. The Gemara is in the Machadish that the Isser Basu Cholub is on the Basu, not on the Chol. So the milk is like heter. So it's like you have meat, which is Osir, is Nevela, absorbs regular kosher flavor. So milk right now is the same thing as kosher flavor. But that milk becomes Chanan. So what do we accomplish? Right? You hear the kasha? Everybody follow the kasha? We have a din of Chanan B'Shari Surim. Right? So we did a Chanan B'Shari Surim. So it's not any different if you have a piece of nevela and kosher flavor goes into it. Or this stage of Gemara, that the basar is the isser and the milk is mutter, but the milk inside that inside the basar becomes, you know, gets a din of Chanan on that milk. So you should still need shishim on the milk. And if you have a mimelech batel, it's going to be osir. So this says okay. The kashal of the dwarf, the Mishani Gliyas of Tarbalay Khala, Bahalay Ba'alma, Kliyas shall have the Nasan the Vale Mirabonan. So shishim keneged kula. You need shishim keneged the heter as well, right? Mina raisel tar samel keneged yisur shen liv lebo. Can abu gav the gdiyos v'tara v'loy cholav cholav mina bonan hacholav atzvin neser kishari surim. So the meat is aser, the milk is mutter according to the stage of the Gemara, but the milk which is heter is becoming aser because it has tam baser in it. The Maishtom Yishari Surim. But you also call a Chalav Shabbat Yerus. We're back to the same Kasha. Let that milk, which is now Isra milk, because it was Belea Tam Isra from the Basar, out to the rest of the pots. Alabara, Kimin Shacholav Haniflet Min HaBasar, Loi Nasa Nevela, Elami Tam Basar Ham Urabai. It's not Chalav Tame, which min min bottle, you know, milk which is intrinsically yasser. Elam is batal b'cholav shabbi yara, k'moshin is batal tam basser, ha'asser. V'lachol shabin b'minoi. So we're going to the middle, min minoi is asser. Min minoi is not bottle in anything. And milk, you talk about the milk being bottle of milk. So but you cannot be machra that the milk should be bottle, not be bottle in milk, because the reason why it's asser is not because it's milk. The reason it's asser is because it's meat. And meat is bottle and milk. So we're not discussing time over here because min min lebatel don't know what time. But you cannot give. The reason why you want to ask for this milk is because we look at it as if it's bottle, not milk. So you can't say, listen, mice, it's milk, it's min min lebatel. But the reason why it's also because it's bottle, not milk. You can't play both games. So. V'hakinami roitav haniflim in aveila in l'din mayim asurim. So these batim amayim acherim v'holmim in a lebatel. So I cook the veila with water. So now the time the veila comes out. Water goes into the veil and comes out. Well, the bottle. Water is a bottle of water. And this is it should think of water. So it can't be a bottle and has to think of water. Because maybe the bottle. No, the reason why it's also because we look at it as the veil and not as water. And the veil is bottle and water, because the veil is not water. El Yeshu didn't bust in the veil, she means bottle shopper, but mine should be. So then the Tosis says, and we can Yeshlich get the tavern habaluya mecholov, should be Caleb. Mechelev or midam, our case, you have talbim which absorbs chelev or dam. Rav the kedera, this bat the meshishim. Valva gav the rosh and tam afila be elef mutter. The eno chomer min ha iser haniv le behen. Okay. As much as you're calling this tavlin iser, you're saying it's not tavlin. And the iser is bottle. I tavlin not bottle. The thing you're looking at is tavlin, not as iser. That's the Tosis Yisai. So that's the idea that we're bringing over here in Yudalit is this Tosis. This is the Tosis that we're bringing in Halach. And that's about this Sefer Chuma is following this Tosis. This is where the Yisai comes from. So they're discussing a case where there's no issue of Halichas Tam because Mimim Labot is not with Tam. But so the Tosis Mimim Chadash and the Yisai. I can't make the Nesar. The water which went into a nevela and became Tam nevela, right? The Nesar can't be more chomer than the oyster. Nevela is bottle of water. I hold me in a bottle. So water can't be bottle of water. But as much as you tell me that this is oyster, you say, because it's nevela, not water. And nevela is bottle of water. It's water. I mean, a bottle. That you can't make the Nesar more chomer than the oyster. That's oyster, as you said. Then we take it back. We hold me in a is bottles. That's not our issue. Midrash says you be running in shishim. So that's a different nekudas. But now Tosis, so where's the parallel case? This is the parallel case. The case of Talvin. The Ran argues. So we'll tell them more tomorrow. So it's important you say because.